The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
You guys probably already know that I'm going to Japan with Remy and her parents. I've never been so excited to crash a vacation trip. The best part of vacation is the shopping before the vacation, let's be real. It's part of the vacation ritual. Macy's is having their iconic friends and family sale on April 25th through May 5th.
If there's something that you've been eyeing on the Macy's website or in store, this is the best time to get it because there are sales up to 30% off on brands that never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection. Hotel Collection, I didn't know. Lego and more. Literally, the boots that I'm wearing in today's episode are from Macy's, my favorite wide calf boots I've ever owned. My favorite boots I've ever owned in my life. And they're wide calf and from Macy's. And again, to all my wide calf girlies, get some now.
Oh my God. And we all know I love Nike. Since our flight is going to be really long, maybe I can find something super comfortable to wear for the plane ride. Rem, we should match. That would be so fun.
We should match.
I would love that.
Matching tracksuits and wide calf boots.
I would love it. I also have a few family members over in Japan. I talk about them a lot. So I'm thinking of, you know, getting them a few beauty products too, since the friends and family sale will be 15% off beauty, makeup, and so much more.
I was recently on their website and was looking at their jackets because we all know how much I love a good jacket, but I knew the sale was coming up. So I'm so excited to see what is going to be on the sale. The best part of shopping on Macy's.com is not only are you getting the best deals, you also get free shipping at $25.
Let us know what you get during the Macy's friend and family sale. Give us a little haul. I'm nosy and I want to know what you guys get. Shop the Macy's friends and family sale and shop online at Macy's.com or in store on April 25th through May 5th.
Pretty Basic.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Pretty Basic. And we have a pretty awesome guest who we've been wanting for a long time on this. We have Miss Brooke Schofield.
Woo! You guys, I'm so excited. I've always wanted to come on Pretty Basic. I'm such a fan.
We love you. Are you kidding? We're obsessed with you. So thank you for coming on today.
I'm like, thank you for having me.
We're going to have you and Tana both on.
Yes.
Oh, I would love to have both of you on, but I'm excited to have just you because I feel like we know each other, but I'm like, I want to like be friends.
I know. I want to be friends too. We went to Taylor Swift together. Hello.
We did. Oh my God. That was a bonding moment. Honestly, trauma bonded.
It
for
was.
Life,
where were you, Remy?
Which one was this?
You got to go to Eras Tour multiple times.
I did go a couple times, but I didn't get to go to any of the LA shows. I went to the opening night show though, I will say, which was incredible, but at the same time, too overwhelming because I couldn't absorb everything. Like I didn't know what was happening.
The second night, Love Wellness.
That was sick
because that was like the owner's suite of SoFi.
Like owner of SoFi, I go, are you guys sure? Like when they invited me, I'm like, wait, there's no way.
That's insane.
I was like, budget?
What kind of food did they serve?
And all I forget, the food. I think we can say this. I remember talking to someone who worked on the brand side and they're like, the only reason we were able to get this is because the owner also owns Walmart or something like that. And
we Love Wellness
just, or they did, really? Yeah, they just did a huge thing with Walmart. So like it was able to figure out. And I was like, that's insane.
Do you know what surprise songs you guys got? Do we remember?
I forget.
We got our song.
Oh yeah. Oh,
which was crazy.
I would die.
I don't remember what the other one was. The other one was like one I wasn't familiar with and everyone slid up on my story and they were like, there's no way you got that one.
And you're like, there is actually no way.
And like, it's crazy for me to be like not familiar with any Taylor Swift song, but I just wasn't.
Are you a big Swiftie though, normally?
I'm a huge Swiftie, but okay. I have like entire albums that I've like completely put on the back burner.
What are the ones that are on the front burners?
I'm afraid. Oh, on the front burners.
Yeah, I need to know the faves.
Oh, I don't know. But the problem with me, like, is it's not really album. It's like particular songs on each.
Okay. That's me.
That's fine. Favorite song?
Oh, favorite song, All Too Well, 10-minute version.
Of course, of course. That's everyone's default, of course.
But I also like, oh God, it just depends on what I'm feeling at the time. And it's so crazy because I'll like have some that I'm like, oh my God, I just like related to that so much. And I'm like, no, you didn't. Like, cause it'll be back to December. And I was like 11. I'm like,
no, you didn't.
What are you talking about? You relate to that
but
song.
But we all have done that. Like, especially when we were younger, it's like you act like you got broken up with this. You'd never been in a relationship in your life. And you're like, oh my God, how could you cheat on me? And all these things.
It's so funny. I like hear songs. Like I heard like the song Breathe by Anna Nakde. Have you heard that song?
Yeah.
I heard it the other day. And I was like, what was I crying about this to when I was 9?
And it's like, you didn't even it's weird now re-listening to those types of songs that you're like, oh, I actually have never listen to the lyrics from an older perspective.
No way I knew what this even meant.
When Reputation came out, I made Delicate about my life. And then listening to it now, I'm like, this didn't pertain to me at all.
Sometimes I'll think like something was a love song and I'm like, wait, no, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, that's so, I'm trying to think of examples, but I'm blanking right now.
I just had, Olivia Rodrigo's song, her new song, Obsessed? Scared of My Guitar.
Oh.
It's like, I heard it the first time and I thought it was a love song, and I'm listening to it now and I'm like, if someone wrote this about me, I would cry.
You're like, oh.
I've heard she like actually really, the only love song she has is the All American, what is the new one that she just dropped? He's so American.
So American.
Like, yes, that's her only love song. Like every other song is a breakup song. I was like, wait,
she's
that's
just like me for real.
So real. I'm like,
no happy songs, no. Only bad songs.
I do love a breakup song though.
Me too. Well, I just have too many breakups. Not even breakups, but I'm like, I'm not writing any sort of love songs. I'm not writing songs in general, but.
I mean, if you, your album would be amazing.
If I had, like, if you were a any songwriter, talent,
I would, oh my God, I would love
any
for it
talent.
To be that.
Any talent. Give yourself more credit.
No, okay. But like, if I could, like, God, I wish I were good at something like that. Cause it's like, it's really so special. Like, imagine being Taylor Swift.
I know.
I mean,
at least you have stories for your podcast, which is in a way an art.
I do love like a good storytell situation.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I think you are really, talented though. I hope you know.
Thank you.
Every, like, you're so quick with it. You're so witty. You're so smart. Like every podcast you go on, like I've watched your vlog since like the beginning of the vlogs, honestly, but I love how much, I'm so sorry. I'm so slow right now. We're coming back from Coachella. I'm just letting everyone know.
I'm on a delay.
I know what I'm saying. It's just, it's not coming out.
I get that.
Love that you're getting your flowers because you deserve it and no one deserves it more than you do. God,
thank you. And coming from you, you're my comfort creator. I literally watch you all day long.
One
just
day,
cooking.
You messaged me and you were like, you said something so nice. And we hadn't met. This is like officially our first time meeting, I believe, in person.
No,
but
in
this,
like,
this was a long time ago though. And you like said something nice and I replied back and you had just broken up with, can I say Clinton King?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, gorgeous. You'd gone live about it. And so I replied back, we've never met. And I was like, just know I'm here for you. And I was like, that was so fucking weird, Remy. You don't know this girl.
No,
it was such so a weirdo.
First of all, I do that to people all the
time. Okay, good. Like, thank you. I've thought about it like every day since.
I'm sorry. You should. I did it to somebody yesterday.
Okay,
like
good.
I think Stassi Baby posted like a video about how she was going through
and I messaged her
and I was like, I'm thinking about you. She's probably like, why?
No, it's sweet. Okay, good. That makes me feel a lot better because I'll be like doing the dishes or in the shower. And I'm like, that was so weird.
No, I love that. I
love you so much. And again, I'm just so proud of you and so excited for you. The vlogs are incredible.
Oh yeah.
Everything's been amazing.
Do you guys edit your own vlogs?
No, I have help. We'll like have someone help rough cut it and then we'll do final touches to it, which help time a lot. But it is hard because it's like your voice and your personality. And it's like in your head when you're vlogging, I don't know if you do this, but I picture the edits in my head. Like I'm like, oh, that'll be a funny punch in. But then like, it's hard to relay that to an editor because I'm like, in my head, it's going to be one way and then you know?
And you have to hope that they have the exact same sense of humor
totally.
As you do. And every single time I've done it so far, I've been unhappy with it and then I end up redoing it myself.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'd almost rather, like maybe I need to find the right person.
You should try the half, it's nice to have someone rough cut it so they take it from like an hour footage down to like 20 or 15.
Oh, and bold then you of you can, to assume I would ever have an hour of footage.
I'm like, 30 minute, whatever it is.
I pretty much include like everything I record because it's like, I just don't even have enough. That's why
well,
mine feel
really?
Like lazy, but it's also like, that's just how my life is.
It doesn't feel like that though. Uh-uh. Everything feels very intentional and they're genuinely my favorite vlogs out there.
Thank you.
That and Alicia Marie vlogs.
I know, you're a superstar.
I don't miss them. I don't.
No, and I feel so bad because like, I feel like I should watch all of yours.
No, today I texted her. I was like, oh, I don't know if you watched this vlog. And she was like, I mean, I didn't, but my
vlog.
Well,
you're so consistent. How often do you post?
Thank you. I've been trying to post like 3 to 4 times a week. I've been trying.
No, I can't. I know.
It's just because I'm a yapper. It's been a month? Really?
Me?
Yeah.
I haven't posted in a month. I haven't posted since before tour because I don't have my tour vlog. Well, actually I posted a haul, but like.
Speaking of tour. How was it?
I can't wait.
Are you feeling okay after the girl ran the stage?
Oh, yeah. Honestly, that like I should feel like really concerned about that, but I wasn't. I was like, I have like no will to live. I don't know what was going on.
Your tenacity and will to live.
Yep. Seriously, I don't know if you guys saw the clip. Like she's literally in my lap. I was like,
no, Tana running and you staying there was so funny.
But it's so like, it's such a reflection of like who we are. Like,
yeah.
Cause she's super paranoid. Cause she's had a lot like crazy, like scary situations, like stalkers and stuff. I'm like, come and get me.
It was fight or flight in a video, like truly. But I would react the same way, like watching you like that happen. That's me when an earthquake happens. I'm just like, well, it's either my time to go or it's going to end. Like, it's totally fine. That's
well,
how
it's
I
also
am.
Like, I have blind trust in everybody. I literally thought that woman must be bringing me a water bottle.
I feel like that my reaction would be like, is this a joke or like, ha, ha, like I like,
yeah, well, and I was like laughing and then I just looked up and she was here. So I was like, what am I going to do?
Did
her?
You even see Tana running? Did you like, did you only see it after like watching the video?
Yeah,
back?
I honestly was also drunk. So
mood.
Beautiful.
I don't remember. But no, tour was so amazing. It was so fun. and exhausting, but like worth it.
How many stops did you guys do?
I'm not sure how many cities, but we did 36 or 35 shows in 36 days.
That's insane.
It was crazy. But most of those were double, like two shows in a night. So like we'd have days off in between.
I've never done that. Do you like that? The two shows in a night? I know it's cheaper overall, because if you're already booking out the venue, it's like cheaper to do two shows that way.
But ideally, like in a perfect world, we would just do one bigger venue. Yeah. Like, which I would love. And I think that's what we're going to do for this third leg. Yes. But it was kind of hard in the beginning because we didn't know how quickly they would sell.
Leg. And then you're like, I don't have a talent. This third leg.
No, I know. It's so crazy too, because I like touring. Well, first of all, podcasting is so new, or at least like for me, I never thought in life I would tour for anything.
Well, and
it's
we
like,
didn't
why
grow
would
up
I?
With it. You yeah. know?
And so like podcasting was one thing, but now touring, I'm like, wait, what? I've never even pictured this in my head because I couldn't. Like, why? What would I be doing?
For sure. Yeah.
So it's so cool. I feel like Justin Bieber or something, but
no. Oh my God. Like people are coming and screaming your name. Like you guys sold the tickets so fast. You had to do like second shows, right?
It was really cool and just unexpected. It was amazing.
Wait, I have to apologize though that you couldn't go to Bora Bora.
It's okay. Did you go?
No.
Wait, did you go? You went before.
We went the first time.
You were one of like the OG Tarte Trip
We
people.
Both went, and like, oh my God, it was one of the best things. It's one of my favorite places ever. And when I heard you guys were going on tour, I was like,
oh my God.
I'm so sorry.
I know. In my head, I'm like, okay, I'll have another opportunity. But like, when am I going to have another opportunity to go all expenses paid on a private jet?
They'll take you next time. I'm sure they'll do it again.
There. They keep doing it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's worse places I could have been for sure.
Wait, where were you guys when Bora Bora was going on? Like Minnesota, Milwaukee?
It was like Idaho or something. No, I should have never been to Idaho. It was somewhere random.
Somewhere middle America.
Yeah.
That's so fun. So for the third leg, do you guys have it all like planned out already? You're going to do the same areas or different areas?
No, we're doing, so we missed a lot of cities and a lot of people, like a lot that people were mad about. So we're going to all of those. We're going to come to like the major cities. So like New York, LA, Vegas, Arizona.
Oh, the Vegas one?
Crazy, because it's Tana's hometown.
It's going to be crazy.
I know. So I'm excited for Arizona because that's my hometown. And then obviously LA is going to be crazy.
Where in Arizona are you from?
Phoenix.
Oh, fun. And you went to college in Arizona, right?
Yeah, but I went to Tucson. I went to U of A.
U of A. That sounds fun.
It was so fun.
Arizona parties hard from what I know. Were you a sorority girl? Mm-hmm. What sorority?
Alpha Phi.
Ah, how fun.
It was so much fun.
I can't tell you what that means.
Me neither. But I was so, it's so funny because like as much as I want to make fun of it and stuff, I was so like subscribed to that. Like I was obsessed with it.
I liked it. I thought it was fun.
And I went to every event. I never missed anything. I was on exec. Like I was like, really? I loved it.
No, like I was drinking the Kool-Aid when I was in it. It was really fun.
Me too. Wait, what sorority were you in?
Delta Gamma.
Oh my God. DG's. Oh my God. They have the best house at our school now because they redid it.
I will say though, like my school was kind of different. We didn't have housing. We didn't have any of that kind of stuff. So it felt like halfway, but like I know U of A and like a lot of the Arizona schools go hard.
Yeah, it's like the South. It's like all like a whole, there's Greek row. Everyone has like,
it's crazy.
I lived in 2 years and like 60 girls lived in the house.
That's so crazy. I love all the TikToks. You keep up with like the Bama Rush and stuff, I'm sure then.
Oh,
all the
100%.
Things.
And now they're making them at like in my house at my sorority. So it's so interesting. It's interesting too, like we didn't have TikTok. Like college feels so recent. The TikTok didn't exist.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it's so crazy because it's such a major part of my life now, but I'm like, I can't imagine having had TikTok when I was living there or doing that. Like I would have ate that up. First of all,
for
I
sure.
love your TikToks. Oh, you would have eaten that up.
But no, I would have been kicked out of my sorority.
Well, the other part of it, it's like, oh my God, it's so weird now because everything's everywhere. Like,
oh yeah. And you're not like, I'm sure yours was like this too, where you're not allowed to say and do certain, like most things. Mm-mm. It's kind of like strange. You can't be photographed with alcohol.
A cup.
You can't like,
a red cup. Hey girl. Hey girly. Could you take this
down?
Yeah,
literally. I was also on exec. So I was like J-boarding people for that. So like if somebody was drinking in the house, like I had to literally like kick them out.
I understand, but it was very intense all the time.
Yeah. But like, God, I could not, the things I talk about online now, they do not claim me. I'm sorry for even saying Alpha Phi.
Like, but you went full alum and everything?
I didn't graduate, so I'm actually not an Alpha Phi alum.
Oh,
or a U of A alum.
It's okay. I'm sure there's a flag with your face on it. Wait, and like,
I'm on the composite, so it counts.
That counts. I was only in it for a year and then I dropped out.
Oh, really?
But all of my best friends were on exec board, so they let me go alum. And so I'll get like letters and things in the mail. I feel like a fraud. I do. But that one year I had was amazing.
They asked me if I would come speak, especially fraternities, like they're always at risk of being kicked off. Almost every fraternity I like used to hang out at has been since kicked off. But there's like, oh my God, so many crazy things happen that it's like, I'm surprised that I, like no one I knew, like really, really got like hurt or died.
I mean, it's crazy with all the hazing and things too.
Oh yeah.
It goes terrifying. Crazy. But yes, I love that you're an Arizona girl.
I love
it. It looks like a lot of fun.
It was so fun.
Okay, well, into the podcast now.
Oh, yay.
How have things been? You guys are fucking crushing it.
Crushing.
Do you ever get nervous that like people are gonna come forward about things? Like when you guys are putting people on blast?
Like, what do you mean come forward?
Well, it's hard because when you have a podcast, like it feels like it's just us in this room. And then as you grow, which like you guys are huge, you start realizing, oh, anything I say, someone's gonna find that person. Like, no wonder you probably just say names because it's like those their people are going to look it up and figure it out anyway,
yeah,
right?
Well, we really do try not to say names. I know sometimes we will, but I like at this point, I'm going so far out of my way to like either throw people off or like deter people from looking for people because they really do. And like, it'd be one thing if everyone was like going out of their way to find somebody and then just like remaining silent, but they will start messaging these people and harassing them and stuff, which I love you guys, but don't fucking do that. And so I had to like, sometimes I'll be like, yeah, this tennis player I'm talking to, and he like just isn't a tennis player at all.
He's a bowler.
Yeah. Well, if I've ever said someone's name, they've done me so wrong.
And I love that you do that though.
But it's like, I really have to be pushed there. Like I will go so far to protect people who like really have done me pretty wrong just for fear of like people getting like out of control, bullying them and stuff. Cause it's a lot of like harassment.
Damn.
But sometimes they just push it over the edge.
And it's like, what do you owe that person? You know?
Right.
Sometimes.
That's how I feel. But I also, in the same breath, I don't want people to be afraid of me ever. Like, I don't want to like go into relationships and stuff and people are like fearful that I'm going to expose them.
Write a song
them.
About them.
Yeah.
Well,
I always say Taylor says, like, if guys don't want me to write bad songs about them, then they shouldn't do bad things. But I also don't want like guys to just not date me because they're afraid that I'm going to expose them.
I get that.
But you like, they shouldn't be. I feel like it, like,
well, also,
same with Taylor. I feel like she probably thinks that, and I think the same. Like, I've thought about that a lot where I'm like, I wonder if people are worried to date her because of that. But also, she's Taylor Swift and they should be honored, and men should be honored to date you as well.
Yeah, you have to do something really bad though. Like, there's plenty of people that, like, people don't even know about.
Oh, damn.
Lots of the live shows are for. I'm like, I have a boyfriend. I don't.
You're like, plot twist.
I know, wait. Okay, I do want to talk about the Clinton Kane thing. Can we?
No, we can. We can.
Will you give our listeners a little backstory in case they don't know?
Yes. So I was dating a singer. He was someone who I was a fan of. I like had listened to his music. He has like really sad like love songs.
I have to say, I stopped listening. I loved the songs too. And then I heard everything. I was like, I can't listen anymore.
Thank you.
I can't
You're a real one. Yeah. So I was like a fan of his. He had like these beautiful love songs. Like people use them at their weddings and stuff. I was like, oh, like what a sweetheart. And I like had started dating him. He had just lost his mom, dad, brother all in the same year. So I was like, God, this man's been through so much. We immediately start dating. We're like very, it's like quickly onset, very serious, really quickly. He's also Australian. 5 or 6 months into our relationship, I found out that he faked the death of his entire family and was pretending to be Australian.
Wait, I didn't know pretending to be Australian.
Yeah, that's not real.
How did you find out?
I found out.
It was Facebook, right?
He went on the Zach Sang show and I was like laying in bed with him and he was at like trying to get his manager to have the video deleted. And I just thought that was really strange. I was like, what is so like he's saying in the video that's so bad? And I watched the interview and he's like talking about his mom's funeral and like all this stuff. And then I read the comments and people were like, I literally went to high school with this guy. He is not from Australia. We don't know where this accent came from. Also, I saw his mom yesterday.
Stop.
And I'm like, uh-oh.
Also, Zach said, like, that's a big podcast.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Bless his heart. I'm like, how do you think that no one was going to find out? And then I did the research. I looked his mom up and I cross-checked. She hadn't posted since before, but she was supposed to have died. So I was like, oh, like maybe she's dead. Not that I wanted her to be dead, but
I mean,
but if information like that is told to you, obviously, yeah.
Right. So I went to every single one of her friends on Facebook and literally checked from the time that she was supposed to have died to then, like whether or not she liked photos, and she was liking things like as recently as like four days before that. So I was like, this woman is kicking.
That's genius though. Those are some good FBI skills.
I had to, because I was like, and then, and also like there were so many other elements to it. Like he, you know, he told me he grew up on an 8-bedroom house on the beach in Australia, and he grew up super rich, and you know, they had nannies and maids and all this stuff, and like none of that was even like close to being true.
I just can't imagine, like, how do you keep everything straight? You know what I mean?
Well, you can't. That's the thing. Yeah.
That was the problem, is like his mom had died like three different ways to me. I remember, I'm pretty sure the first time it was like she was like in a coma for a while, and then she like he had to pull the plug or something. And then later down the line, I made a joke. I was like, what if I just fell down these stairs right now? And he was like, how dare you?
No.
He was like, my mom died falling down the stairs.
After you found out the accent was fake, like,
Did it go away?
Well, the accent, I was like still all the way, even after we broke up, I'm like, is his accent real?
It's not real. Wait.
He's not from Australia.
I know, but like, looking back now, was it a bad accent or was it pretty good?
That's what I was thinking. I've since deleted like a lot of my videos just because I'm like, I don't want anyone to even look at him and be like, oh, she dated him. But
I'm sad. You watch him back
and people come, like one time I was with a guy friend of mine. He had claimed to be from Perth, Australia.
Okay.
And my guy friend, his mom is from there. And so he spends all this time there and I put them on FaceTime with
each other.
Oh
my God.
And he started asking like, oh, where in Perth? And he couldn't answer. He like literally couldn't answer. He had no like information at all.
Yeah.
We hung up and my guy friend, I just started dating him and he said, your boyfriend's not from Perth. And I was like, oh, stop.
Yeah.
Like, you probably don't know about Perth.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God, I should have just listened to that guy like right then.
Imagine me being like, yeah, you don't know much about Arizona.
It's like if you were like, where are you from in Arizona? And I was like, I don't know.
Holy shit.
So I did not really know that. And there were so many, like, it was just there. Like, I think of new lies every day. Like, his car. Like,
that's so crazy.
We got pulled over in his car and it wasn't his. Like, it's not registered in his name. And he told me he had two apartments and he didn't. And, like, just so many lies that it was like, there's not one thing I knew about the guy.
I think
that probably was the hardest part.
Like, he's
being like, what was even real?
Sorry. Oh, it was horrible. And, like, I talk about it really lighthearted and stuff now because it's been so long. But, like, when that happened, I literally thought, like, my boyfriend died because I was like,
Who are you?
Who are you? Of course.
And that's such a strange feeling. Imagine you guys have spent all this time together and then you realize like, I don't know anything about this girl.
It's kind of like when someone cheats, you're like, I don't even know who you are. Yeah, like
that,
what was
that
real?
Too.
He also
cheated the whole time.
Oh my
God. I love that you air him out though. I really do.
Yeah. Cause like, well, I didn't want to for so long. That's another thing. Like,
yeah, I remember
that.
It's
a good example of someone like I went to the ends of the earth to protect. Mm-hmm. I begged Tana to like never talk about that on the podcast. That was like Zach Sang is the one who initially never wanted it to be online. In fact, I was like going so far to try and like cover it up and make sure no one ever found out about it. Cause I was like, I didn't want his career to be ruined and stuff. Cause I like was brainwashed. I was just so unwell.
It's like Stockholm syndrome.
It was. And yeah, it was exactly. It was so weird. Cause I was like all I was worried about was like people finding out and his career being over.
You guys know I'm obsessed with Caraway and I'm resetting for the spring by incorporating non-toxic cookware. I recently made this delicious crispy chicken for Cal the other night using my frying pan. And I have three different sets that I bought myself. I have the cream, I have the hot pink, and I have the teal blue color. And they just all look so nice in my kitchen. Seriously, I love Caraway so much. I have their bakeware set. I use all of their fry pans, their saucepans, their pots. All of it is so good. And there's nothing more satisfying than finding a cute and cohesive cookware set. And I value that even more now considering how much I'm in the kitchen.
Yes, Miss Cooking with Remy. Rem is actually the one who sold me on getting these. I just recently got a gray set and Ashley has also been loving them so much. This year, I'm trying to order less meals via, you know, the delivery services and make more meals at home. I feel like you save money and it's way healthier. I feel like having so many collections to explore, there's a Caraway for every cook, whether you are a chef like Remy or you're just a little girly like me who tends to eat out a lot. I've also seen Caraway all over my Instagram and with my friends using it. It's just like a staple for any home and it comes in a very modern shades to fit any design aesthetic. An aesthetic cookware makes me want to actually cook even more.
It gives me the peace of mind that Caraway products are made without any toxic materials like PFAs, PTFE, PFOA, or any other hard to pronounce chemicals. And just as a reminder, their iconic cookware set comes with a saute pan, fry pan, Dutch oven, and saucepan, plus lids for all of them, a canvas lid holder, and magnetic pan rack for storage. It's the ultimate kitchen setup and will save you $150 versus buying the items individually. Plus, if you visit carawayhome.com/prettybasic, you can take an additional 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners, so visit carawayhome.com/prettybasic or use code prettybasic at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
I mean, we all love Julianne Moore. She's so, 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 so iconic. She's been in so many iconic roles and also just like seems like the nicest woman in the world. Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away. Watch Mary and George only on Starz and the Starz app.
That's so nice of you considering not only were you lied to, you were also
cheated on?
So violently. And like, it was just so crazy. But Zach was the one who initially went online with it. And I was like, no.
I remember you were upset in the beginning with that, right? At Zach. And then...
And
now
it took
happy?
even then I was still kind of like, well, I really loved him and stuff. Now I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Cause it's, I mean, now I'm like way more like mentally healthy, but like at the time I was like, oh my God, I literally am grieving an imaginary person.
I think, I mean, he obviously has like a real problem. Like
huge.
That's what's hard. Really,
okay. So that, yeah, that's another element too. I was like, I almost felt bad for it. Cause I'm like, something is so wrong.
Yeah.
And I still feel that way.
I know all three of us care about mental health, so it's hard too when you're like, fuck, like I don't want
to. At what expense to me though? Because like he didn't care about my mental health. And here I am worried that like something's, you know, he's going to like go off the deep end or whatever, but like he didn't care about me.
Mm-mm. Total tangent, but I feel like we're always doing advice like episodes and stuff. Do you have any advice for someone? Obviously it's going to be a very different situation, but in a similar situation where like whether they were cheated on or like compulsively lied to, like what you wish someone could have told you then at that time, or like anything, you know, where you were defending the like shit out of him for the longest time, or any, or maybe you don't, it's fine if you don't.
No, it's just like, I don't know. So everyone would tell me all the time, like, trust me, like he does not deserve like for you to care about him at all. And like, I wish I like came to that sooner. Cause I'm like, God, like this was a horrible thing someone did to me. And like that, like, you can't do like treat people like that and do that. And you shouldn't, I don't care what your mental health is like. You cannot treat people and like do horrible things to people and like expect no consequences. So don't protect people. Don't like go out of your way to do nice things for people who don't care about you.
I've had a few compulsive liars in my life and it's puzzling to watch because I understand that they can't help it, but it's just like the smallest things.
Can they not help though? Well, the problem is too, what I was bothered by, he like wouldn't try, like, something was obviously really wrong with him. And he was using he'd be like, well, this is because you, cause I have like BP borderline and stuff. And so he'd be like, well, you're just crazy. Like you just, and I'm like, what do you mean? Like,
oh, I'm sorry. That's really, really hard.
It's the best thing that could have happened to me now. Cause I'm so good now at like noticing
you
red flags and stuff.
Great.
Oh, I'm mentally.
So like if you see a red flag, like, are you like noted, watch out for this person? Do you tell your friend? Like, what's that? Like?
I'm so much quicker about it now. Cause in the past, even with relationships before that, I'd like see the signs and I'd be like,
I can't read.
I can't see.
But now, just because I know how bad that situation hurt me and it could have been avoided if I had just paid attention. So now I'm like, I'm so quick to be like, see you later.
I mean, it's awesome because all you wanted was to be able to figure out for yourself that like you deserved better. And even though it took longer than you would have hoped, you still came to that like realization, you know? Yeah. Like now you seem so good. Even your content, like it comes through so much on just like on everything, yeah, honestly.
Thank you. I feel so much better. That was like the roughest. It was like a full year that I was like not okay.
I understand that. How long were you guys together for?
Not even long. We were together like 7 months.
Still, I get like to not know that person.
Yeah,
I feel
well,
like
he was.
Scary
we were
too.
Like also long distance, so we lived together the whole time because it was like either I was with him or he was with me.
It's giving. What's the that one story? There's a show after it. Something John, Dirty John. He would scam women, being like, "Yeah, I'm a doctor." Oh my God, it's a huge, huge, huge thing. But there's a series off of it now. Dirty John, he basically would repeatedly scam women, basically saying he was a doctor, but all his money's tied up from his past divorce. And then he would like steal all their money and then do it again to like four more people. Like it was
literally
crazy.
Like Anna Delvey.
Anna Delvey.
Yes, Anna Delvey vibes. It's so crazy. Like it's funny, like all these things, like Risa Tisa is like now huge and like Saltburn and stuff. Yes. And I'm like, I lived this.
You're like, so trauma.
Crazy.
I know.
It's just weird because I remember the vlogs, like when you were with him and like, The one thing that stuck out to me was at the Americana when did you hurt your ankle or he hurt his ankle? Like I literally
sprained his ankle at the Grove. I should have ran then. Yeah, if a man sprains his ankle and requires Grove paramedics,
wait,
take him to the curb.
I'm sorry, I did not see this vlog.
For some reason, that's the one thing that's ingrained in my head.
It's burned into my memory.
The Grove
that's
paramedics.
That's the real trauma.
Wow, that's funny.
Yeah, you should have just left him there. How's dating now though? Are we dating now? How have things been?
I've been good. I've been dating here and there pretty casually.
Okay.
In my head, I'm like, oh, I want a boyfriend so bad. But then it's like, no, I don't. Because every time someone who should be my boyfriend comes along, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. That's always how it goes. I feel like you have to do that until you exhaust the want to just like have fun. And then you're like, okay, I'm ready to settle down. That's what I always tell her too. I'm like, have your fun. And then you can settle down.
Well, yeah, it's like I always go, I specifically choose the ones that I'm like, I know this one's not going to be the one in the end.
You're like, that
consciously? Or subconsciously?
Definitely subconsciously. Okay, okay. But again, I'm getting better at being like, okay, well, this isn't what I want. See you later. Mm-hmm.
That's good though. That's that is huge. Good. Oh my God.
It is. It's new. But
it's new. What's your type, would you say?
Well, I love anyone talented. Like they could be good at anything, but just talented.
Okay.
And now my new thing is hot because I...
this new thing that no one's ever heard of.
Hear me out.
No, for me, like, I mean, if you look at my... Roll a you like I was not dabbling in hot prior to now. So now I'm like, if they're gonna all disappoint me in the end, they
might
better
as well
be easy
look
to
good,
look at.
Leave, yeah. I was gonna say it earlier, but I didn't want to be mean, but you were way too hot for him. Yeah. And yeah, I agree. I was dying at the clip today of you and Tana talking about like your Rolodex of exes and who had an uglier pet. Like
I know, but it's the problem is in the moment I did not think he was ugly at all. Well,
you loved his personality.
I loved him.
He's not hideous.
We've all been
the
there.
Lying doesn't help.
The lying is hideous. The cheating is hideous.
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
And therefore, yeah. You are hideous.
Agreed. That's what's on the inside that counts.
So yeah, hot, talented, most likely not into me. That's my type.
Always.
But you know what? The honesty. We love the honesty.
I'm hoping I'll grow that.
We've come so far. We still have more to go. But at least you're like aware. I feel like most times, you know, we're all just like,
yeah. I think I'm gonna enter my cougar era.
I see it for you, and I truly do.
Either cougar era or like way older.
What's that new movie coming out?
Oh, the one with Anne Hathaway,
yes.
The Harry Styles fanfic one.
I love it.
I love anything that just feels it is a movie. I was going to say feels like a movie, but like
it feels like a movie.
And I love
that
Anne Hathaway.
Like
I don't understand why Anne Hathaway isn't like thought of the same way we think of like Margot Robbie. Because I think she is the most beautiful woman.
Oh, she's aged beautifully too.
Have you seen that crazy thing about how there is a woman from history named Anne Hathaway, and her husband is also...
Yes, she looks just...
Yes,
like,
yes
they look
exactly
just alike.
The same. Yeah,
how
yeah, yeah.
Interesting is
she
that?
Also, like, had a really interesting history of... Like, obviously, she was huge around Princess Diaries, Devil Wears Prada, and then there was, like, a time where people, like, weren't as into Anne Hathaway for some forsaken,
well,
godforsaken reason.
Les Mis, and then she won...
I think it was after that.
Her Oscar.
And then now she's having a resurgence again. She looks amazing.
Yeah, and she looks the same.
Yeah.
The
also,
crazy
I
part.
Think
How
she has the
happen?
Same stylist as, I want to say like Selena Gomez or something right now. And I feel like she's been like,
interesting.
Like now once I saw, because I think I follow the stylist, I'm pretty damn sure. And I remember being like, oh my God, like, it really does add so much when they like have like, I don't know.
It does.
She's
you don't realize
great.
How valuable it is until like they switch it up. I think like Hailey Bieber did that. She just like switched her stylist recently.
Yes.
And I was in it all of a sudden, like as if she wasn't already a style icon. I was like,
I
oh
know.
My God.
It
remember
just,
when
like,
she left Style Me Maeve and everyone like the world stopped. Everyone's like, what's
oh my God,
gonna
Hailey?
Happen?
Yeah. I know.
But it's true.
But she you've leveled up, honestly. No. Not that nothing wrong with Style Me Maeve, but she
it's just weird
amazing.
How that happened. Yeah, it's so weird. That whole world.
Or just
crazy.
Like your vibe changes. Cause it's like I feel like the like a stylist's vibe almost never changes. So it's like,
exactly.
I understand people wanting to like switch their stylist.
No, it's true. But when they leave, I'm like so sad. I'm like, I hope they're okay. I hope they're not so sad.
I was going to, that is something I don't think I could ever leave. Like if I'd been with somebody so long, I don't think I could ever leave them. And
it's hard.
Oh, I've been with people who have like, I found out said such mean things about me and I'm like, it's okay. It's fine. Like people that have helped me with the, whatever it is. And I'm just like, I can't ever leave. I feel tied forever.
It's hard. I'm like, even I like changing managers or anything. You're like,
oh yeah,
but,
oh, I
but
could
you did
literally.
So much.
Yeah, no, I could never. I can.
I
never.
Always put it on me. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, and I'm like, like I wish at one day I could honestly just like be more honest and direct with certain things. But for me, the easier way out is just being like, it's just like, it's okay. You know,
I'm like, I'm trying to remove my emotions from situations because I'm so emotional that I'm like, I feel guilty and I feel horrible. I'm starting to try to be like more cutthroat. Like, oh, sorry. It is what it is.
That's
yeah,
good.
No. Oh my God. Yes.
I need them. I know obviously the Mindy thing, which sorry to bring that up, but I knew that. And then obviously the podcast and everything, but, and I mean this in the nicest way, but like where did you come from online? Cause I feel like you just blew up overnight, but like, how did you get into the social media space?
Well, so I was working at a restaurant and I got fired. For like right at the beginning of COVID, I got fired and I was at Tana's house when I got fired. And like the way that like our friend group works,
It was that recent? Top of COVID?
Yeah.
Really? Oh my God.
It was
God.
Like like mid 2020.
I see. I feel like you've been around forever. That's why I'm
really?
I'm
yeah. July.
To hear
so yeah. July 2020 was like when I got fired and I like was not on social media at all. Like I was just, but I'd met Tana. I like knew Tana. I was, I mean, I was at her house when I got fired. So the way their friend group is too, it's like none, all of them are influencers and I wasn't used to that. So they never separate because why would they? No one has any responsibility.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. There's no like real hours or job. Yeah. Like, it's, yeah.
And so immediately I just like never left. Mm-hmm. And so, and that's just like how we all end up like being in each other's content and stuff. Oh and God. So I was like, would be in the vlogs and stuff. But it wasn't until the podcast, like the podcast was when I like started being able to do social media because I was still not making any money from it until then. And then the podcast came.
No, well, you're killing it.
Yeah.
That's why we were excited to get you on by yourself because I'm like, I feel like more people need to know just you versus like just you from like canceled, you know?
Well, I love that. I love to do them with Tana, but I feel like we always want to talk over each other.
I mean, that's
us too all the time.
I have such a hard time with it. I like, sometimes I can't even watch episodes back because I'm like, why couldn't I shut up?
Oh my God, my ADHD is always interrupting. So I'm like, sorry.
I know mine too, but then I like... It's like people are like, practice. It's literally your job. And I'm like,
No, I can't. Honestly, just stringing sentences together sometimes are so hard. It's hard for me. It really is.
I really get that. Especially like in the state that we're in right now, I'm surprised that any of us can speak.
But it's nice because I'm processing slow. So if you're saying something slow, it's probably like perfectly
perfect. We could speed it up.
Perfect.
Exactly. Yeah, put in like 1.25 speed.
We do that to almost every episode.
Oh my God. Actually? Mm-hmm. No way.
Fully. We'll say speed it up.
What about when Trisha comes on?
We cannot do that.
I love her.
People would have to slow it down.
I love her so much. When you went on her pod and she like dressed up, I like almost sobbed. That was so sweet.
Honestly though, like people are asking me about like the recent like situation. I think it's literally because of that. I think it's because Trisha started talking about me. I'm not kidding.
Oh.
Because she like, first of all, I'm such a fan of, like I just love her so much. And when she like showed any interest in me at all, I was like, I wanted to sob. And ever since then, I'm like, people were like, yeah, nicer to me.
Oh,
because people love Trisha.
It's crazy, right? Trisha. It's like noted. Noted.
I love it. However, I don't care.
Yeah, I'll take it. However, that was so cute that when she bought the earrings, but she went and got the real ones, right?
She's so funny. I'm like, I would never. I don't know what it is. I have like a weird thing about designer things. Like, I don't want to buy them.
Honestly, I have the Amazon dupes because you have the Amazon dupes and they're amazing.
I love it. I'm like, if it's the same thing, mm-hmm. like I get like buying a nice bag or something. That's like, if you can't really replicate it, mm-hmm. but an earring, hello, I don't care.
Oh my God,
I don't care if it's made out of like Play-Doh. Also,
you like, yes, I love that. There's been so many times I feel like with dupes where before it was like, oh, it was just not good quality. But now I swear I can find like the exact manufacturer that like makes the designer things. And yeah. I'm like, this is literally the exact same thing.
Well,
I'm
trying to like unlearn in my head, like, because for some reason I'm like, oh, well, if I buy it from this place, I'm going to want to wear it more and stuff. And it's like, it's not better quality. So
did
what
you
am
just
I thinking?
Make a TikTok about this?
I think I talked about it on Canceled, I want to say.
Okay, because I just saw a TikTok that said the same thing about some of those brands. And I'm like, no, I do that too. In my head, if it's more, I'm going to be getting what I pay for. And then comes and it's shit quality.
Well, if I feel like something's like fast fashion, or I bought it from like, you know, like Fashion Nova or something, like no shade Fashion Nova. But like, but then I'm not going to, like, even if it's really great quality, I'm not going to want to wear it because I'm going to always think that like something from a nicer place is going to be like, I don't know what it is, but it's not always true.
No, but I love how now there's the trend of like, let's compare like, you know, the fabric that they use, and they show like how, what's made of what, and just comparison. And even, oh my God, I love the guy who breaks open like designer purses on TikTok, and he'll say like, this is what this bag is actually worth. And he'll do like a Birkin, he'll do Chanel. Like, so it's even on the designer level, he'll be like, you actually get like this is a good piece of leather, like a good well-crafted bag, or like, it's so
cutting open a Birkin is crazy.
But that's, I know, his job. I was,
it's crazy. Someone hurt a little bit on the inside.
I'll send it to you.
I know.
It's so good.
Maybe one day, but right now I'm not there yet.
I feel that. I honestly, like, that killed me a little bit on the inside.
I'll send it to you. Your next vlog, cutting open.
Cutting open my Birkin. No, I'd be so sad. I'd be so, so sad.
Maybe you could pay it back with your AdSense.
Thank you.
You have to be one of the most brand friendly people I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, both of you guys are so.
That's what, like, Tana always tells us.
It's so nice. Like, that's, I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah. We appreciate that. Thank you.
It's so funny because I feel like for years we actually tried. Like, we would be like, we can't show alcohol, we can't do this, we can't blah, 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 blah. And now it's so funny because I feel like we're so much more open with certain things. I mean, I literally just posted my literal like boob falling out at Coachella on my, what's it called? But like, and literally 2 seconds ago, my manager, my agent called me and they're like, hey, so this brand's not really not happy with the, and I go, oh my God, my nip slip. I'm so sorry. I'll take it down. I had it censored, but I was like, oh my God, obviously I'll take it down. I'm so sorry. And then they start busting up laughing. They're like, haha, we're just messing with you. And I was like, oh my God.
Well, it is nice. I feel like brands don't really care as much anymore because now we have like Alex Earl and like those people who like literally make blacking out and stuff their whole, that's our whole personality, but like, it's okay now. Brand. We can all talk about it. And like, it's not like people. We don't have to pretend like we're not.
It's so true. I think also just growing up on the internet, and also I was like watching Disney Channel till I was like 23, I think just made me a naturally, like the idea of being brand friendly, like I think that's just who I am now from like watching Disney Channel till I was an adult and like not cussing all the time. Like now
it's just not even conscious. It's just who I am now.
Yes, to some degree. I was blacking out and not sharing it for a little while, but that's okay now.
I have like two completely different versions of myself. Like one of them is so like the sorority girl that I'm like, I have to have a good image.
Yeah.
And one's like the sorority girl who's at the frat. Mm-hmm.
The one on Instagram and the one not on Instagram.
Exactly right.
Wait, that's so
It's so
funny.
True though.
You had a good time at Coachella. I could tell by all the flips you were doing.
Thank you so much. Yes, I did edit back my vlogs and I don't remember a lot of it. Okay. There were a lot of things where I was like, oh, like I remember being there. I just don't remember like, and I think, like there were a lot of conversations in the back of my vlog that I could hear me having with people. And I was like, I sounded so bad. Like I just was so fucked up. No. It's just like, I went a little too hard.
Our voices just get quite higher.
Yeah.
Ends up being gone.
Mine's like obviously going now.
It's okay. Right now we have the like raspy, like sexy, like voice.
I know
gone.
I like it, but just give tomorrow, me
tomorrow. Literally one day. It's going to sound disgusting.
I know. I've been trying to be on vocal rest all day today, but like, oh God, I'm the same way. I don't remember half of what I did. People have videos of me at like sets I didn't even know I went to.
I'm glad we can all agree. I was really embarrassed watching it back, but I'm glad that it's a universal experience.
It is. And if you're not like having that much fun at Coachella, then why go?
What's the point of going and walking and ingesting all the dirt and all the things? Did you have a good time though?
I had such a good time. I got my phone stolen the second day.
Oh, that's right.
And it made my experience so much, like, honestly, so much better.
It happened to me last year. And what was fun was I just took my digital camera everywhere and I like almost treated that like my phone. And I took like so many fun photos and I was like, no one can find me, which is like horrible to think, but I kind of loved it.
I had that too. I was so excited. But except for now I'm like running into like, okay, did you post for this, and this? I'm like, oh, funny story.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, all I had was the camera.
Did you get a new phone yet?
I did get a new phone, but So I went to the AT&T store. I got it stolen day two. I went day three, like the morning of day three, to get a new phone. I was first outside. I literally went like thank long God. Before it opened. And I was in there with like maybe 70 people. I made friends with everybody. We went to see a different set. It was so funny. Wait. But the whole day, like the entire day three, my phone was turning on because I had to update my iCloud.
And it took like, mine took five the hours.
Mine took seven at least. So I also didn't have a phone day three because it was like not functional. So like whatever. But it was so fun because I was like, it just felt like I was in college again, like dead phone, no problem.
So freeing.
Social media. Yeah. Oh my God. You just think of all of the times before like ever having social media and you're like, this is how it used to be.
I know. It was so fun. But I also like, I don't know what was wrong. Day one, I didn't use my phone either. Like I didn't take a photo. I didn't post anything. I don't know why, but I was like, okay, whatever. I've seen my Coachellas. Now I want to see my Coachella.
Yeah. So you overall had a great time though.
It was so much fun.
Who was our favorite set we saw? Favorite memory?
My favorite memory. Well, my favorite set was Lana.
Of course.
And I'm not even like, not that I'm not a Lana fan, but I don't like listen to Lana on my own really. But I just like, just seeing her in the flight. Like I feel like
stunning.
She's like regal. She looked amazing.
The motorcycle intro?
Insane.
Like I know. And I knew she was going to do that because somebody commented on my TikTok. She was like, my dad's riding.
Stop.
Lana into the festival tomorrow. I go,
stop.
What? And I was like, what is she talking about? And then when she came out, I was
like,
oh
wait,
my
that's
God.
So cool.
I'm like, I know him.
Right? Like a mutual of a mutual of a stranger of a mutual. You're like, yeah, we're my friend of a, it's my friend.
Literally. And so that, I didn't really even see that many sets, but like, unfortunately, same. Which is embarrassing. And I meant to see more, but Sabrina was so, Renee.
Ugh. I wish I saw Renee.
I love Renee. She's so good. Well, I have like one, did you guys see her perform on SNL?
Yes.
Oh.
She performed Snow Angel on SNL and at exactly 2 minutes and 42 seconds. I literally fast forward to 2 minutes and 42 seconds every single morning and I watch it over and over and over again. It says most replayed because I do that. And I watch her sing the words, blame him cuz. So when she did that in the flesh.
Oh my God, it was a moment. It was a moment.
I nearly lost my mind.
Wow.
And so maybe that was my favorite set.
She's incredible. She's so cool.
She's so
like,
cool.
Effortlessly so cool. And I saw this clip this morning of, I think it's called Poison. Poison, is that one of her songs? And
she had filmed herself in like driving and was talking about it in the past of like what she wanted people to do one day.
Yeah.
And then when she had that on stage and she had like that, I love watching singers have that I made it moment.
Me like, too. Oh. When like Olivia Rodrigo will like hear everyone singing back to her and she starts crying and oh my God, I literally just got good.
I can't even imagine what that's like.
I can't either.
I bet you have it on tour though.
But like,
since you're a star.
I don't know why it feels so much less. I think because it's like music and it's so inspiring and powerful. Yeah. I'm going up there and I'm like, guess who I hooked up with?
No, it must be so, like thinking of Taylor Swift, I think about this a lot. Like obviously how cathartic it was for her to write those songs. And then being in a stadium of like 70,000 people who relate to that song, who like that song helped heal them through whatever
and, like,
they're going through.
And like after you're healed too from it, like feeling like you'd never get there, you know, that's crazy.
I know. So I don't even know realistically, like, 'cause I'm so overwhelmed by like emotions in general. I don't think I could handle it. I think that would kill me.
Are you like a water sign?
I'm a fire sign.
Oh.
I don't know a lot about it. I'm Sag.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm an Aries, which is also fire.
I love.
But I don't, does that mean we're friends? Does that mean we hate each other?
I don't know. I don't know enough about it, but I pretend to know about it. Depends on who I'm talking to. If somebody's like, do you believe in zodiacs? And I can tell they do. I'm like, duh.
No, obviously. But no, I'm like, yeah, my Libra rising, whatever. But then if I don't, I'm like, so are we friends?
I don't know the rest of mine. I don't, because my mom doesn't know what time I was born.
Oh, damn.
We got to find the birth certificate.
I know.
She's got to go into the attic.
That's long gone.
Oh, okay.
Probably.
That's okay.
But I don't know what maybe I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Maybe there's Gemini or something in there.
Oof.
I was going to say, sorry, just being like emotional, I was thinking like a water sign.
Interesting. Really? I think the emotional is just the mental illness.
Ah, yes. One or the other.
Sorry. Do you ever hear like clips that are like a TikTok audio? Because that was one. Ah, yes.
That'll do it.
I can't help it. I like being emotional.
I would say I'm pretty emotional.
Oh, oh yeah.
I'll cry when I'm laughing. I'll cry when I'm sad. I'll cry when I'm mad. When I watch a movie and it's sad, I'll cry. And then like, I'm just like, I don't know.
Oh my God. Have you seen Interstellar?
No, but did you see it's coming back?
Yes. I was just going to say that they're doing a like 10-year anniversary in IMAX. It. You have to, because if I could see any movie in theaters again, I would see that.
Is that the one with Anne Hathaway?
It has.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And Matthew McConaughey?
Matthew McConaughey. And oh my, I named my cat after that movie. Like his daughter in the movie is Murphy.
Yes. Your cat's beautiful.
Oh my God.
I
love the cat.
She's stunning.
Thank you. She looks like Bella Hadid. Everyone says it. But that is the saddest movie. I can never, like, I can't even, like, understand how sad that movie is.
Okay. I saw someone else post, like, holy shit, I'm so excited it's coming back to IMAX. And I was thinking, you know, I've never seen that. I've heard so much about it. I feel like that would actually be a good one to see. And now I'm officially convinced.
You have to go see. It's the best. You almost, it's one of those you have to see a few times to, like, really even understand it that well. Because it's so, there's so many elements. And you can watch it, like, watching it the second time, you're like, oh my God, that's what this means. Like,
and Hans Zimmer did the...
No, I've got to watch. Yeah. I saw these clips. I'm someone, though, who will... watch the movies on TikTok in like 30 parts. You know,
yeah.
I gotta find it. So I watched a few clips when they're on the planet where they don't realize it's the waves coming and that. Yeah.
Tana's like that because her attention span, like she doesn't have the attention. And I like want her to see Interstellar so bad because it's the type of movie she would love.
Though, like you're kind of forced to be there.
Yeah. But like there's no shot she wouldn't get up like within 30 minutes and leave.
Yeah. I like the TikToks of it because it's just, I just have to keep scrolling through them all. I can stop when I want to. Movie theaters are, it's a lot for me sometimes.
I love movies.
I do too. There was a movie recently where I tried watching it and it was really popular. I forget which one it was. It was really popular. I'm by myself at my house. And then I like 20 minutes in, I'm like, I'm not paying attention. Cause I was just on my phone the whole time. And I was like, damn it. There's certain movies where I'm like, I need to go to a movie, like actual theater, because I need to actually pay attention.
Yeah. Did you watch Dune?
I didn't. I haven't seen it. The second one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
Everyone
really
says it's so good. Yeah. I need to either be at the movie theater. Or I need to have somebody with me, and it almost can't even be a friend. It has to be like a man because I don't want to sit on my phone if there's like a guy there or something. So then that's how you get me.
How
to
many
watch
times
movie.
Has Cal seen it?
Dude. Oh, he's out in theaters 6 times.
Oh my God.
He spent 18 hours of his life watching this movie.
That's almost
oh my
a
gosh.
Whole day.
See, if my man was watching Zendaya that often, I'd be like, oh no. But you have a nice, healthy relationship.
Wait. No, you're kind of right, actually. I'm going to go home and pick a fight over that
Me
one.
Me just instigating. I'm like, so he wants to.
Yeah. You know what? Honestly, I understand that though. She looked amazing.
She looks
She's
so good.
Stunning. I can't get into
the
it.
The red carpets. Ugh. They're like, the metal, yeah, so good.
I can't believe someone like that exists.
Right? Also, I love, oh my God, on TikTok and everything, how everyone's like, Thank, like, all you supermodels should be glad she chose acting. Because she's like,
same things so, with singing. Like, yes. We should be glad that she.
Oh my God. Replay is like one of my favorite songs ever.
Oh, she's so
good.
She's a triple threat, quadruple threat. Like, she can do anything.
We need to officially, like, now I'm like, oh my God, she really would be a dream guest on here. Like, a dream guest.
She would. I bet she'll come on.
Maybe I doubt it. But if she does, you should be our third co-host that day.
I would love nothing. Honestly,
Cal will fight you. Cal will probably fight you for that chair, though.
Like, the one time Cal asks like to be on, he's like, yeah. Hey, Rim, can I come on?
No, he'd be like the PA for the day. He would so do that.
We love Skims here at Pretty Basic. I still can't believe they're working with us. We're both the biggest fans ever. I've been really loving their cotton jersey t-shirt lately. You guys, Ashley has literally stolen three of these shirts from my closet. That she's had them so long, they're basically just hers now.
You know what that means now? You get to steal three things from her closet.
Yeah, well, I would take back the Skims ones. I ended up just buying new ones. Because I was like, I'll be a good sister. You can have these. Because she like never does that. So if she ever does do something like that, that means she's obsessed with it. But needless to say, the cotton jersey t-shirts, I don't know what's in the fabric. It's amazing. The shades bone and mineral are truly like a wardrobe staple. They lay on your body so well. And I've never had a t-shirt do that before. I feel so good. It's like fitted. It's not too tight. And it just makes me feel super confident when I'm wearing it.
I was editing a vlog last night and I was wearing my Skims Fits Everybody t-shirt bra in black onyx. And I wore the Fits Everybody t-shirt on top. And oh my God, it just was like watching that video back of me. I looked amazing.
It's so
smoothing. It's so comfortable. And I love the idea of just like wearing a blue jean with like one of the t-shirts and then dressing up with some jewelry or the cute shoes or maybe my pumps when I get my pumps. Like, it's going to be so cute.
Yeah. And I feel like I've always been more into crop tops because I like how they lay on my body, I guess. But I've never felt comfortable in just a t-shirt. I feel like they're usually very drowning on me, where Ashley pulls off. She'll just like wear a baggy t-shirt and it looks so good on her. And I've always been so jealous. And I swear this is the first time I actually feel super like confident and sexy just wearing a t-shirt and jeans. And like you said, just putting in a little jewelry. Boom.
They're always hitting the nail on the head with everything. So shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. Plus get free shipping on orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you placed your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Remy was right. I think I have manifested this sponsor. You guys, I am obsessed with Impress. I recently went and got my nails done. And Shirley, the girl who does my nails, she was so sweet. And she was asking if I recently got my lashes done. Obviously, we talk about a lot of beauty things. And I was so excited to tell her that I was just wearing my Impress press-on falsies. I'm not kidding. I literally gave her some. I was like, take these home. You need them, because she was over at my house. I think I gave her a full-on tutorial and a breakdown of how easy it is to apply. You literally don't need any glue. I feel like I talk about this so much because I'm seriously obsessed with them. I've gotten so many friends on them. And I know I always say this, but I literally will swim with them. And it's awesome. And they don't come off. Not me giving my entire life story about these lashes.
Seriously. I mean, you're the one that got me into these lashes. I get excited to do my makeup and put them on. I'm not even kidding. I get so excited to put them on because they're just that good. I know you love the natural ones as your everyday look. And I personally love the voluminous ones. The volume ones are awesome. And the bands make it so comfortable for me to wear, especially when I have parties to go to and, you know, like event after event, shot, club, bus, another bus, another bus. And sometimes I forget that they're even on. They're so comfortable to wear. I also love a good, easy press on, no glue mani. You know, when I put one on with glue, I feel like it just easily damages my nails. And I really want my nails to be nice and long and healthy.
I remember when you mentioned you don't like being at the nail salon for hours. So it cuts down a lot of time. If you decide to change your nail color or style, you can honestly easily do that.
So if you're like me and you are looking for convenience and something easy and beautiful, visit impressbeauty.com/basic and use code BASIC at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
Are you guys Timothy Chalamet girls?
I am now.
Like, yes.
After
and no.
Dune, I walked out. I was really? Like, I get it. I get it.
Is he good in that?
He's just kind of hot. Like, I never
like
saw
he's
it.
Cute. He's
I
cute.
I never saw it until literally like a week ago. He's so hot in that movie. But otherwise, like, not really.
I love it. Wait, you know who was at the bar at Coachella's? Maddie Healy was standing next to me at the bar. I go, can you do this?
No way.
I was with someone. They were like, Maddie Healy just walked past me.
Yeah, he was just standing in the bar. I'm like, or at the bar. I'm like, how can you get away with that?
That's just crazy. By himself hanging
Isn't
out?
He like, that's like, you can't do that.
Also, his ex was there with her new boyfriend.
Wait, which one?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, duh.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, I forgot that was happening.
I know. Did you see her?
I think she was having a little hiccup. I don't know. I'm not really into Maddie Healy.
Oh, with Maddie Healy.
Yeah, I agree. Yes, I didn't love it. I didn't love it at all.
That's fine. Actually. We all.
Still, I was like, how, like, aren't you like too famous to stand here?
Was he just with like, him he was just alone?
No, he was with his girlfriend.
Oh.
Gabrielle. She's perfect.
Who is it?
This girl, Gabrielle. She's the one who makes the cooking videos. Wait. And then everybody like followed suit. Yes. Like she was the OG.
Wait, I didn't know that they were dating.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm not up to date on things. Yes, or I know her.
Maybe
she's
I'm
stunning.
Maybe I'm dropping it. No.
Oh my God. Who's your celebrity crush?
Ooh, Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
Although he might be a little old for me now.
Like what era of him would you say? Like How to Lose a Guy.
How to Lose a Guy.
I just watched that the other day and I'm like, this is so good. And when I was watching it was so weird because I remember when I was super young and I watched it, they just seemed so old and so mature and they were adults.
Do you know how old they were?
Stop.
Do you want to know how old that
I'm scared.
Kate Hudson was in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
25?
She was 22.
Stop.
22 years old when she filmed that movie. That,
oh my God, I just turned 31. That's literally almost 10 years.
Is that because in she my head, so to me, old. Even now she feels older yes. than me in that movie.
When I watched that movie, they still You're seem so older right. than me.
I would lay my life on the line for Kate Hudson. It's she's like so, my favorite.
Oh, she's right? so, she's the best. But I just thought that was so crazy. Same thing with Rachel McAdams. I think she was like 21 in The Notebook and in
Mean Girls.
Those at the same time. Like, can you imagine?
No, and had to be that versatile. I'm
and like
gosh.
Killed both roles.
And she's on Broadway right now.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Is she?
She's on Broadway. She can sing. She can do it all.
She's one, like, if I could look like anybody in the world, I think I would choose her.
She's a good example of, like, someone to play you in a role. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. I would She'd love that, but I would almost feel like I was being a little, like, Brooke, you can't choose.
No, sky's the limit.
You know what I mean? Like, I love when people are like, oh, Bella Hadid. I don't know. She could play Murph.
Your cat.
Yeah.
I think she's so cute, though. And I love that she's like naturally aging, too, because I feel like that's obviously not as big of a thing in Hollywood.
Yeah, and I love to see somebody do it. I personally won't be doing that.
Wait, this is a good...
I'm obsessed with Botox.
Oh,
I've recently
Wait,
started and
it?
I can't
Oh, I
stop.
Sure do.
Okay, I was like,
I sure do.
My whole face.
I've got the whole face. Although, something weird is happening with my eyebrows lately. I've been noticing it on the podcast. I'll like make a certain face and my eyebrows will literally just be two straight lines. I'm like, oh God, they're going to get me.
You're like, no, I was like, that was like the biggest shock. Like in your head, you picture yourself being so like, oh, no way. Like so much emotion. And then you see it back and it's like...
It's so bad. I think I do eventually want to get a little more movement, but it's hard. Like
it'll fade.
Yeah, but like, but once it does fade, all of a sudden my eyebrows are doing like.
Yeah,
it's like
we
you
have
really
a great
can't
girl.
Win.
And need someone.
I really probably do. It's like, but they're like, I swear my muscles are like different on both sides. Like,
well, I learned that it, like your other muscles will start compensating.
Yeah, so that's when you start looking a little like wonky sometimes.
Oh. Yes, and that's the thing because even we both tried the, like, we did a very tiny bit, but like the Barbie Botox, like in your traps to help with your neck.
I need that.
So I've never had, I've always had bad like shoulder pain. She has really bad TMJ and it's supposed to be really good for that too. Da, 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 like all these things. And we're like, let's just try it. It'll fade. I said like, hey, like I'm only going to do a little bit because a lot of people will notice they'll start having upper back problems. Cause if you think about it, like if you're used to having tension here,
nothing, like now that
it's going
to
go
hold
somewhere.
It
up. Yeah. So for the first time, my upper back started having like, just like things I hadn't felt before. And I was like, dude, that was from. So it's like, is it, at what For point sure. is it worth it? Cause
That's
you're just gonna cause something
you
else.
You just have to like, you have to weigh out like what you hate more.
Oh,
honestly.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so like, I got like your like platysmal bands or whatever, which is like, it's crazy.
They're normal.
Like, what, why am
it.
I even focused on? But I was like smiling.
No,
and I have it now, but like,
no,
I would get like these bands. So I got Botox in my neck and then I went on a roller coaster a couple days later. I'm not kidding. First of all, my head flew back, but I couldn't lift my own head anymore. So it just had to stay back.
Wait.
The whole way. I was like,
what? It, like the Botox shifted upwards?
I couldn't, like, it was like you use these
like,
muscles
you don't
to pull
realize
your
you
head
use...
back up. And so I couldn't lift my head back up. And
wait, I would never think of that.
Oh my God.
Lila had just gotten it too. So we were looking at each other.
You're both just like, have you seen those slingshot videos? Like,
it was so bad. And I'm like, oh no, but it worked.
So that's a newer, as I've gotten older, insecurity of mine. I didn't know I had until I got older. And I was like, oh my God, like my neck just feels, it looks older. Like
it does. And I didn't know. And then I saw Kim Kardashian say she gets Botox in her neck. And I was like, you know, when you don't even know something's an insecurity until someone mentions it and then you're like, oh.
And then you're on the internet. Oh,
did that hurt? That sounds really painful. A needle in the neck?
No. Yeah.
I feel like the worst one is still for me. I'll get it at the tip of my nose. So when I smile, it doesn't go down as much. Like you have the perfect
Botox.
Yeah. So like, I feel like
you a lot of people do that where like when they talk, it moves. I think that's the cutest thing.
Oh my God. Mine just like goes down a lot. So instead of getting a nose job, I had a doctor be like, you should try this. And I was like, oh, I actually really like that. And then it's just that, that one hurts the most for sure for me still.
Yeah. I just got my lips dissolved.
Oh, that hurts like a bitch.
I've done it one other time and it was so easy. I was like, I don't know why people say this hurts so bad. This last time I did it, I felt like I literally like made out with a frying pan.
No, it literally feels like a bee is stinging you constantly. Like it was like fire.
It burnt so bad. I could not get it to stop. And it was just like some, but they're gone.
They're gone. And I will say,
they look great. Those are so natural lips.
I was so glad I got it done. So even though it was painful, I've told everyone, I'm like, do it. If you're considering, do it. Cause like, it'll just look so much better.
And you can almost guarantee that it's time for you to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you've had filler, it's time for you to dissolve it right
now.
Do
you have to?
No, you don't have to, but
it just migrates.
It's you look at yourself so often, you don't even notice, like, or at least I didn't when it starts to look like really crazy. And I look at photos of myself now and I'm like, I get it. I get why people were bullying me, but it was
trendy at the time.
It was. You know? And like, I mean, it goes and comes. Like right now I just like the look of like not, but God.
Sorry, I keep looking at your lips now because we're talking about it.
It's probably also not all gone. I don't like, there's videos of me when I was younger and I was like,
oh my God, nothing. I used to always smile like anyway. So all my smiles in all my photos when I was younger, it's a line. It's like,
me too.
Like a shy smile.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you guys why I did it, because sometimes people will be like, she did not dissolve her lips. Like they're literally still there. Hello. I used to curl my lip because Brooke Davis in One Tree Hill has hardly any lips.
Wait.
And I wanted to look like her so badly that I was curling my lip. If I smiled, I wanted my teeth to look bigger and my lips to not exist.
Wait, that's hilarious. She was like one of my favorite characters. I mean, actresses
still
in general.
Still to this day, yes. She is like the
dream guest. Dream guest. Obsessed. And your name's Brooke, so I'm sure you really related.
I'm not kidding. I've talked to a guy literally with the last name Davis just with intention to be Brooke Davis.
You're like, hear me out. Hear me out.
That's Sophia Bush, right?
Yeah.
I never watched One Tree Hill, but I love Sophia Bush.
Would love it. Did you guys watch Vampire Diaries?
No, actually, my sister did.
Dabbled in it, but didn't fully watch.
How do you dabble in Vampire Diaries?
Just a little bit here and there, but Michael Trevino, that's his name, right? He was in
The Little Werewolf.
So fucking hot.
So hot, but if you watch the show, I don't know if you would agree.
Okay.
But Ian Somerhalder?
You agree? Really?
You want to know something funny? So you know how on TikTok it'll be like, you may know so-and-so, like based off of whatever. Randomly, I see you may know Ian. And it's like based off of your contacts. I was like, wait, what the fuck? Like what? And then it hits me. I'm like, oh my God, I guarantee I know someone who's running his TikTok account.
Oh my gosh.
Because like clearly I have this number in my phone, but it's saying you may know Ian Summer. I don't know how to say it, but I died because at first I was like, oh, how do I know him? And I was I don't know. I've never met the man, but like I thought it was so funny.
I feel like been theorizing.
At my workouts, Nina Dobrev is always working out at the same time as me. And I'm like, oh my God, it's Elena Gilbert. Also, you said run your Instagram account. You want to hear something horrible I've done recently?
Oh my God, yeah, duh.
I don't know if I want to agree or admit this because it's just, he's going to know.
We can
whatever. No, I'm going to admit it. It's hilarious. I had someone DM me on Instagram and they were like, hey, like funny story. I actually used to run your ex's TikTok account I'm still logged in. And I go, oh, that's hilarious. Unblock me. So now every time he blocks me.
Stop.
Every time he blocks me, he doesn't know how I keep getting unblocked. But now he does. But whatever. I don't care if I see your shit anyway.
Wait, okay. That's also really funny though. Because I feel like we've all had moments where it's like, dude, like.
You blocked me?
Yeah, it's like it keeps happening. Oh my God. That's funny.
I just want to haunt him. Like to me now it's like funny, but I'm like, you think you're going to not see me? No.
What you should do is have your friend just keep looking you up over and over, watching your videos like all night.
I know, so it's his algorithm. Whole for you. I'm like, I'm in the trees. I'm in the breeze.
My foot. You think you can get rid of me?
That's hilarious.
Wait,
I will find a way. I'm like, I don't care. He could log her out. I will still find a way.
I believe that. I'm still impressed by your FBI skills earlier of like looking up to see how recently the mom liked the photos. Like yeah. I would have never thought to do that.
I'm trying to like get out of FBI territory though, because sometimes it's bad for the mental.
You'll find someone where you don't need the FBI skills.
I know. I just FBI'd too hard and I really got myself in a situation. So now I'm like, I got to get
recently.
Yeah.
Oh. But you know, if you have the skills, you can use them for your friends then.
Yes.
Like you can and offer
you can
services
get the
that
fix
you don't need.
Without having to hurt your own self.
There's nothing like that serotonin boost though when you like figure out what you were looking for.
But is it a serotonin boost or is it just a manic episode?
Oh my God, wait.
Anxiety ridden.
Wait, you're so right.
I did it right before I went on stage a few weeks ago. No. I like literally right before I went on stage and then the whole time I was like, oh my God, I was thinking about it so hard. And I was like, I cannot believe I just said that to myself. But I can't even help it sometimes. Sometimes I don't need to FBI. Someone sent me a photo yesterday and said, isn't this your man walking down the street with some girl? I go, honestly, yes, it is. Sure is.
Wait.
But it's okay. He's not my man anymore.
This is growth because old Brooke would have been like, no, I don't think that's him.
I
right?
know. I'm like, honestly, that's that girl's man now. So.
Oh my
and
God.
And she can have him.
Yeah, fully.
Wait, I'm sorry though.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
It's okay. No. I was doing my big one at Coachella. Honestly, who cares? It's fun. It's all fun and games.
We're having fun.
Is it?
No, I just, like, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I feel bad.
No, it's totally fine. I'm sorry. No, it's like, no. It's not someone I would be upset about, really.
Okay, good. Bye.
See ya. Miss you.
No, we don't.
At all.
At all. You're way stronger than I would be.
I'm trying to date multiple people. Because I'm always somebody who's, I'm always with people who are dating multiple people at once. Mm-hmm. And it's just not in my nature. I can't date multiple people at once, really.
I get it.
So, and it's normal. That's how people date.
Yeah.
Like, especially when it's casual.
No, but I've had so many friends. They're always like, you need to talk to at least three people. So that way, like, you have your options. Yeah. And you're not all, like, obsessed with only one person. But then you're like, but
I don't have the attention span and the time.
Yeah.
Well, I have the time, but it's like, I don't want to do that. But I'm trying to get better about it now. Because it's like, no one's really doing, like, everyone's just dating people.
Yeah.
I always wanted to have three people because same thing. Like when I was dating, so many people were like, you have to have three people on your roster so then like you don't bother them all. So they're all equally into you versus like berating one. But I could never get three people to like me at the same time.
Yeah. I'm like, oh God, what kind of like devotion?
I don't have the skill set for that. But I think you should. I think you should like get into your dating era.
I'm going to try it. I really wanted to have a Coachella romance, but
it's okay. It's gone now.
I know. It didn't work out.
Next year.
I'm upset for you.
Oh, that's okay. I'm like, anywho.
No, I'm so sorry. My little last two brain cells are really trying to rub together right now.
No, you don't every single episode of Canceled, we have to cut out at least 30 minutes of dead silence.
Okay.
Amazing. So there's times where we're like, shit, are we the only ones who do that?
No.
Like,
not at all. The only podcast you can ever go on without like that is Trisha. Trisha, because her brain works 10 million miles per hour.
I'm so jealous of people like that. Like I have to sit and like, I love like a rough outline for an episode because I just blank. Like you could literally ask me my favorite color and I'd be like,
same. I've done it.
I think it's blue now, but it was purple the other. Like, I'm just like, it's so dumb. It's so dumb. And I'm not quick and witted.
And I at least lost so many brain cells this past weekend. I probably took yours off my life.
Honestly, same.
Worth it. I understand that. Coachella is like I go crazy a lot, but like Coachella specifically, I go fucking buck wild. Like a few years ago, I threw up on a tree.
Okay. Like, I peed in the middle of Coachella a couple days ago.
Shut up.
Right dead smack in the middle.
Like a squat or just like stood and like let it drip?
Well, no, okay. So it was like, I was with, do you guys know Madeline RG?
Yeah.
She is like, I'm such a, like.
I feel like you guys have a similar vibe.
Yeah. I'm such a fan of hers. Like I was obsessed with her and I swear I like did like voodoo magic to get her to LA. Cause I was like, I wanted to be her friend so bad, but I'm like, I'm never going to meet this girl. She lives in London. And she and I have been like hanging out cause she moved here or she like is here for a while. And we spent all of Coachella together, but like just together, we were just so crazy. And we were both like, we have to pee. So we're like, I'll guard you guard me. And we just peed like literally on a fence.
Oh my God, that's so
Which
funny.
I don't know if that's like, people are going to get mad at me for that.
I mean, it's a feel.
I'm sorry.
But a man could do it.
I was going to say,
how many men do you think have gone and done that? That's
Yeah, and people throw up all over Coachella. Like it's
I
oh, yeah.
worst threw up on
happened.
A tree. But like the trees, every year we check on her.
She's thriving.
Strong. Someone must have fertilized her a few years ago. Exactly.
That was you.
I think she liked it. She was fed.
And now we have a forever landmark. We'll be like, hey, meet at the tree.
Yeah. Well, oh, that's beautiful.
Isn't it beautiful?
Coachella's just like naturally like a disgusting place. I mean, I wasn't like peeing in the middle of Coachella. Like I was.
I'm not going to lie. I did picture you in the middle of the field just open, but I'm so glad.
Well, people were walking by, but no one could see us because there's like, you know, they have the plant.
Was it
dark?
It was dark.
Okay, yeah.
Then and like fine. I was absent. I had just gotten my phone stolen. I was like, I was so drunk.
The girl math of like, I don't have a phone and I can't find anyone, so no one can find me. Like no one would know.
I kind of loved it though. I was like, I'm going missing. Like, see no, you guys later.
Every now and then I'll be like, I kind of want to just like take everyone off my fine friends because I'm like, I don't want people to know where I am. And then I'm like, maybe not.
Well, my find my friends like still to this day is in the Dew Lab.
Oh.
I'm like, well, good luck finding me.
Do you think... So someone must have just stolen it and just immediately reset the phone then?
Yeah, because when we went back to look for it, we there was 70 phone cases on the ground. And it's just like, they were like doing it to everybody. And like, I met someone the next day at the AT&T store who said they saw that it was like a couple that was doing, I know it was who did it to me, because I was not even anywhere near any men, which is crazy as a woman.
Yeah. Not a girl's girl. There was an era of my life where I got a phone stolen every weekend for a solid month. Because I would just go out and went a little too crazy. And
what point is it like, well, maybe you have an issue?
Oh, no, no, no. It was bad. And I've learned it was, well, yes, I was going through a really, really bad breakup. And also at the same not my finest moments. And I would bring cute purses that matched my outfit, but they'd be like an envelope style where we'd like close with like a little like button clasp. And now I've learned only bring out bags that have a top zipper, because then I can always remember to put it in and zip it up.
100%. I'm pretty sure I got my, like, I got it stolen out of my hand. So I'm like,
that's so bold.
I couldn't even be, I was like taking photos like with people and I was handing phones around. So I was like, it must've been a really easy job, honestly. But at what point is it like, that was my fault. That was my bad.
Yeah.
And I can't get mad at anyone.
When I lost my phone last year, I remember I like had set it on the ground for a second, and then when I went back, it was gone. So like that was a win.
Probably like a field day for whoever grabbed it. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Free phone. But, well, you took your camera and you threw it on the ground this weekend too.
Yeah, I lost my vlog camera.
No.
I know. She sacrificed more sad about her to the field. Footage.
Well, I said 1,000 times, I was like, I'm just so happy it was my phone and not my camera.
I know. But I will say, I had footage, not that much. But I was more mad at myself because I was like, Alicia, normally I'm so good at like the next day importing my footage. So I'm like, at least, because I lost it on day 2. So I'm like, if I had at least backed up the first day, I would have had that. But like, oh well. But it's
I vlog only on my phone at because I lose my, or I'll like fill up my memory card so quick. I don't like waiting for it to upload.
I get it.
So it's like phone it is.
You but, vlog on your phone all the time?
Yeah, mostly.
Love that.
Just because I've lost of like, at one point, I got, just like you, I got 4 G7Xs in 1 month. And you know how hard they were to get there for a second? I'm like, thanks, Alex Earl.
That's all the damn TikTokers.
I could not find a G7X. I was getting like, they were upselling them so crazy, and I was just having to. Yeah. I borrowed a friend's and lost theirs.
Oh, no.
Well, I didn't lose it. Lila broke it, but same difference. Still, so then I had to buy a new one for him and a new one for me. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is a nightmare.
Oh my God. And what's so funny is because like we used to use G7Xs forever ago, like before they were trendy. So when they started coming back, I was like, the G7X? Like I was like, we have so many of those. But I mean, there's like the Mark II and Mark III, probably a Mark IV.
It's the best. But there's actually such a difference. Like the one that I borrowed was a Mark II and then I had bought him a Mark III. And I'm like, God, there's such a difference in these photos.
An upgrade for him.
Well, I had to. I couldn't find a Mark II.
You're like on
the
eBay.
Mark II was more expensive.
Literally. Like, I mean, girl math, but I'll be like, well, if I take like X amount of photos, that's only $1 a photo.
That is so real.
I think of that with vlogging. I'm like, well, if I post this many vlogs, then I can do this and I can do that.
Oh, everything's free. Like I make everything free in my head. I'm like, well, Coachella was free.
Yeah, because absolutely.
Because I vlogged it. Yeah. And like that just feels.
Did we make anything close to what we spent? No.
Not at all.
But I vlogged it.
But it makes sense.
But I justify everything that way. And sometimes I'll spend money before I get it. Like not. Like,
you know, it's coming.
Yeah. And so it cancels out and it's like that. My money just never existed. Hello.
That is like the epitome of girl math though.
But that does make sense about the overdrafting credit card.
Yeah, so that was a long time ago. I'm a little better off now, but I still to this day, I'll be like, okay, well, I can spend this much money because I'm about to get paid that much money. And if I spend it before it's here, I never got it.
Yeah, it never existed.
It was not real.
Girl math.
And then all the things that show up at my door were free.
Oh, it's like returns. It's like if I return it and then I have credit, that's free.
Well, yeah.
Or cash. Cash is also free money.
That's just like, that's literal.
That's just
sense.
Fact. Yeah.
Anyone else would like send it, or especially even Venmo. Sometimes, like it feels like it's like free money, but it's
my app. But what's in my Apple Wallet right now? I have like thousands of dollars in my Apple Wallet. I'm like, where'd this come from? I'm like free money. Like obviously,
it's not. You could send it back to the bank.
That's what I did for my AdSense and my TikTok. Both just go straight to my savings account because that's just like I don't even know what it is ever. So I'm like, wow, like it's going.
Yeah, I really should be doing that. I didn't know I could change it over.
Yeah, you can set it up to just go straight to the savings.
Beautiful. Like, I will be doing that later.
I love it. I'm trying not to be such a spender, but lately I've been going through a little bit of a patch.
What's like one of the last things you bought outside Coachella vibes?
Well, yesterday I did like a, I went so crazy online because I decided that I'm going to completely change my vibe to like super girly.
Oh my God, love it.
So I bought, I'm not doing so well yet, but.
It's in the mail.
Yeah, it's on the way. Next time you see me, I will be in a dress.
Cute.
But I love that for like spring and summer.
Me too. That's what it was. I wore like a dress one day of Coachella and I was like, this is my new personality. It's going to be dresses and boots.
You know what? Like
the white one?
Uh-huh.
So cute.
I remember having, so cute.
And it was so easy. I was like, oh my God, this is, because it's easier than putting this together. I'm like, more comfortable. Hello, check this one out.
I love, because also you don't have to think about it. You just throw it on, you're good to go. I remember, because I love dresses too, the one, like the actual moment that my mind decided to become a girly dress girl was after watching High School Musical 3. Mm. Are you guys Disney girlies? Did you?
I'm
you
such a Disney
girly. Okay, good. The specific scene of Vanessa Hudgens on the rooftop with like when they're doing, can I have this dance? You know, he's like lifting and spinning her.
100%.
That literally, like, I think I was going into my senior year of high school. I was like, all I'm going to wear are dresses. So I went to Nordstrom Rack and bought every dress I could to only wear dresses. And that changed me as a woman.
Someone goes, I love it.
Vanessa? Oh, sorry, Rem.
Well, it's because in my head, I feel really girly, but I always like, I'm always wearing a t-shirt and jeans. I'm like, well, hello, I'm going to change. I'm going to start matching my vibe to my personality.
I like that.
Thank you.
I love it.
Really,
dress girl.
It's really just me being lazy. I'm like one item.
Yeah.
I have to
for
put
two.
On.
Like,
one item.
Steal.
What a good deal.
And it's a dress. So it's in my head is cheaper
than top and
than
bottom.
A top and bottom. Mm-hmm. So it makes more sense to spend more on a dress than you would like. Yeah.
Where'd you buy your dresses?
I brought them all from Free People in Anthropology.
Very nice.
So that not only is it girly, but it's like, I'm going to be like almost like boho about it. Like, just wait. Yeah. You guys are not even going to be ready for this.
Oh, I can't wait for this Coachella rebrand. Field.
I know. And I'm trying to be like, I'm also doing like a cowgirl situation lately.
Oh, I love it. No, with the boots. Yeah, yeah.
That's why I have a horse on my shirt.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
So nobody's ready. I'm like, yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Wait, that's so fucking good. I'm really similar. I'm like all or nothing. So I'm like, okay, if we're doing this, we're doing this.
But here's the problem is, well, I don't know if you're like this, but I'll change my mind. And then I'm like, what the fuck am I doing with all these dresses? And I'll like change my, or I'll be like talking to some new guy. And I'm like, and he's not a cowboy.
He's like a motorcycle. Like you're like, oh,
so
shit.
So now I'm in a biker outfit.
Yeah.
You're in a full leather latex suit.
It is. I'm like, oh God. But I'm like, what mental illness is that? I'm like, just adapting your whole personality to whatever.
No, we
like,
all do that to
that's,
some
yeah, that's a part of like the girly experience.
You guys are really validating me.
I think that we're
careful.
Like I'm a little, actually I'm like, maybe
we are the blind leading the blind.
No, literally my friend was over the other day and she was telling me all about this guy, her ex who like whatever, it was horrible. And I was like, fuck him. And then she was like, oh, well, blah, blah, blah. I kind of was the problem. And I was like, oh, what do you need from me right now? Like I will be
let
like,
let me know what energy you
yeah,
want.
I'm like, whatever. It was really funny.
That's my favorite thing to do. Like all of a sudden he's like back on the roster and I'm like, oh my God, yeah, I love him. Yeah. Yeah, I can't help it.
Oh man. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
I'm like, thank you guys so much for having me. I love you guys.
I mean, anything you want to end with? I feel like you're really killing it right now. Like, do you want to speak anything out into the universe?
I'm going to speak out. If you are a man and you have a lot of money and you're very good looking mm-hmm. and you're watching this podcast, slide into my DMs.
And you have a talent.
And you're talented. And you have two alive parents. And it's actually fine if they're dead, but they just have to actually be dead.
Yeah. We just need honesty here.
We need the death certificate.
We need, yep.
That's
we need all. The birth certificate.
Just a couple, small little things.
I know, I'm going to run background checks on all my men from now on. Australian, prove it.
As you should.
Mm-hmm.
As you should.
Any specific talent that we're looking for that we like prioritize over
everything? It could be a Rubik's Cube.
Okay. Ah!
I don't care what it is. Just be good at something because I'm sure not.
And with that, everyone go follow Brooke. Where can they follow you?
Brooke Schofield on everything.
Wow, jealous.
No, I'm Brooke Schofield 1 on TikTok.
It's okay. I'm sure you pop up when someone.
But you know who has Brooke Schofield? Me.
I was going to say, is it a different account?
I lost the password. I'm like, give it back.
I'm sorry. Your manager of all people should be able to fix that.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, but he's working on Charlie.
You're like, I'm a little lower on the list.
I'm sorry. No, I feel like you guys are right up here together.
That is so nice. Obviously. But that is so not true.
We really are yes girls.
The reason that this podcast exists?
That's what he told me. Yeah. But sometimes I don't believe him because he also told me he started Base Luggage. Which I also believe.
He did. Actually. I swear to God, every time I see Base stuff, I'm like, damn, Greg, good for you.
I remember he really is so amazing.
When it first started, he was like, I'm starting this luggage brand, like it's gonna blow up. And I was like, luggage? Like, no, that's so random.
It's Base.
It's Base.
Yeah. God. I just remember thinking, like, oh, that's a weird market.
I know, but I guess no one's really tapped in.
I know, exactly. Shay Mitchell's killing it
all the time.
I know. What if I started like shower heads or something? Like something
Jolie,
so random.
Yeah. Ask him.
Oh, fuck.
Ask him. He's on it.
All right. Well,
we love it. Thank you guys so much for watching. We are so excited that you came on. Please come back anytime. Obviously, we would love to have you and Tana back too. Well, yay. Tana on you back. And we will catch you guys next week with a new episode. And if you've made it to the very end, what should they comment?
I love shower heads.
Yeah, put a little shower emoji. I love it. Okay, we love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.